Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Welcome to today's Kartik Inspirations. Here I would like to request you to again take a peaceful, undisturbed place. Sit there, sit tall, and do a few deep breaths. Today I would like to talk about the miracle that most impresses me, because almost daily I can see that. It's the miracle that the chanting of the holy name affects. Yes, I'm here in Vrindavan trying to establish a closer relationship to the holy name. Yes, I'm here to come closer to Krishna. But I have not left my old self in the West. He has come with me like my shadow. And sometimes I struggle. I cannot focus. I have issues with my taste in the chanting of the holy name. But especially at those times, I continue. Why? The miracle of the holy name, which he's prepared to perform every single time we chant, is that by patient and faithful Naam Seva or chanting, the sun, the Krishna sun, will rise on the horizon of the heart. And therefore, the inner darkness, the problems, will be resolved, they will be dispelled by the mercy of the holy name. There is one particular secret about chanting, which Bhaktivinoda Thakur has expressed, that inspires me greatly this time. He talks about a person chanting patiently the holy name, although he's still covered by a thick layer of material energy. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, the supreme nectar, paramamritam, of favorable service rendered unto Lord Krishna will gradually become thickened until it breaks through your two bodies, the gross, stula, and the subtle, the linga, and will finally cause your eternal spiritual form, your aprakrita svarup, to again awaken. Yes, here I am in the cave. The entrance seems to be closed by a landslide. But as I continue to chant and try to see that as a devotional service to Krishna, something to please him, this will become thicker and thicker and thicker. And then from outside my cave, the nectar will break through the covering, the layers, and there it will fall onto my spirit, soul, and nourish it and awaken it with wonderful spiritual things. Truly, Bhaktivinoda says, in a few days, your chit svarupa, your knowing form, will awaken and will remain floating in the ocean of eternally sweet Krishna prema. Up till now, these things have not happened to me, but from the little things which I am allowed to experience and see, I can safely and hopefully conclude, yes, there's a great energy working. It's the Nam Shakti, which is slowly removing everything until Monday, there's the breakthrough. Please stay tuned in as more and more Vrindavan miracles will reveal themselves. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.